We're back to the show that gives you everything San Diego Padres. It's Padres Social Hour, presented by United Airlines.
All right, welcome back to the AMR studio at Petco Park. Game one between the Padres and the Giants is coming up. Ian Kennedy on the hill against Tim Hudson, fresh off the disabled list. Going to talk some pitching now with one of the key members of the Padre pitching staff, right-hander Tyson Ross. Thanks for stopping by, man. How's it going?
Thanks for having me on, Jesse.
No, of course. It's always our pleasure. Things are going very well for you right now. I mentioned the streak a couple of moments ago. I know some baseball players don't like to hear about these things as they're taking place. Does it matter to you if we sit here and talk about that with you in our presence?
I mean, it's kind of like a no-hitter. You just don't say it.
All right, so we'll have the conversation when you're not here. Okay. Yeah. So after you leave, we'll talk about, you know, the thing that hasn't happened in a long time.
Yeah, we'll
Jordan
talk about
and I,
it.
We don't need you to talk about that. What we can talk about with you certainly is the fact that you seem pretty locked in right now. How does it feel out there?
You know, everything's flowing well. You got a good game plan every 5 days, and you know, I'm just in a good spot.
All-star break, nice. Get away for a couple days.
Yeah, definitely. You know, 3 days off is pretty rare in baseball, and it's a good chance to reset.
With that all-star break, you guys got to freshen up a little bit, come back to a clubhouse with a lot of people who are coming off the break. Got to be nice to start that with two wins.
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know, it was nice to finish the break with a win out there in Texas, and then starting with two wins here at home, and you know, hopefully two more series wins to take.
It keeps the clubhouse a little loose, I'm sure, coming back from that break and knowing you're off to a good start since.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely. You know, it's a long second half, and it's a good way to start.
The positivity, I think, has everybody feeling good about the situation. Everybody knows what happens this time of year around baseball. What's the mood of the room? I mean, is it really just that day at a time sort of thing? Be like, hey, we got to focus on the Giants and we got to focus on Tim Hudson or whoever. Is that what's happening in there right now?
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know, it's a big game tonight. It's a big game tomorrow. Every day you just got to come ready to play. And, you know, the off-the-field stuff, things that are out of our control, you can't really worry about it.
Do you hear the things or read the things that opposing players and managers say about your slider? Because the quotes are amazing. I mean, most baseball players, right, you know, you got a reporter or a camera in your face or a tape recorder or whatever. Like, they're going to say pretty generic things most of the time, especially when talking about somebody on another team. But when opposing hitters and managers seem to be asked about you and that pitch in particular, it's an incredible thing, the amount of praise that comes out of their mouth. I mean, I guess that really speaks to how devastating the pitch is.
You know, I don't really pay attention to it too much. Maybe they're just trying to soften me up, get me to throw some cookies in there to them. But, yeah, I don't know. I'm just going to keep throwing it and hopefully get the same results.
Yeah.
Yeah, Justin Upton was asked that question during the All-Star break. He was asked, hey, could you hit Tyson's slider? And he said, no. No one's hitting that slider.
He said he was glad to be in left field and not in the batter's box. That's what he says when it's being thrown. I mean, that's how good it is. Is the slider one of those for you? I mean, when you're coming out, you know, day in and day out as a starter, where on a certain day you're like, ooh, this is even better than it was last time, or maybe it's not as sharp and I got to adjust. Is that always something that's taking place for a starting pitcher?
Yeah, definitely. You know, you have those, you know, 30 pitchers or so in the bullpen to kind of see where your stuff's at, and you know, some days it's not there, and you just got to believe in it, keep throwing it in the game, and. And, you know, there's a lot of times where, you know, 2-3 innings in, you're going to find that pitch and have it for the rest of the night. So you just got to believe in it and just keep throwing it.
That always fascinates me, the sort of in-game stuff with starting pitchers. And, you know, you get started, and in the first inning something isn't there or is, and then in the second or the third or the fourth it is now and it wasn't, whatever it is. How quickly can you tell, like, something like that is happening? I mean, is it there's one of them and you're like, okay, there it is? Or does it take a few in a row? How does that work?
You know, when the pitch is on, it's on, and it's easy to roll with. Sometimes when you're searching for it, it's pretty frustrating, but, you know, you just got to believe in it and not try and do too much and just kind of allow it to happen sometimes.
So big picture here with the second half. You guys were through the All-Star break. You get two wins against the Rockies, and now the Giants come to town. These are always a big series. There's a rivalry, obviously. Rockies are in the division, but when the Giants come to town and come to Petco Park, it seems to be elevated a little bit.
Yeah, definitely. You know, they're a good club. They've won a bunch of championships in the last couple of years here. And, you know, anytime you face a division rival like that, it's going to be a big series. So looking forward to seeing Ian do his thing out there tonight and, you know, start the season or the series off on a positive note.
Do you think it could be somewhat of a statement series in a way, going out and showing if you guys are able to handle the Giants here?
I think every game's going to be a statement for us for here on out. It's just we just got to come out here and take care of business.
I'm talking to Tyson Ross, who's been taking care of business on the mound, and as usual, taking care of business off the field as well. Sensational job in this community. I don't know how many people realize all the things that you do. And last night even, a VIP screening for 200 kids in partnership with the Jackie Robinson YMCA to watch the movie Pixels, which is like, this is a big, this isn't even out yet, right? Like, I can't get a movie ticket to go see Pixels, and you took 200 kids last night. How was it?
It was a lot of fun, you know. It was a little pre-screening. You know, the kids from Jackie Robinson came out. They were all excited. You know, we had popcorn, soda, everything, and a little Q&A, some trivia for them, and it was just a fun night to get out there and meet some people in the community.
All right, so the kids did Q&A. I think you were 8, 9, 10, 11, right? Mm-hmm. That kind of age. What kind of questions are they firing at you?
You know, it was a lot of stuff like how long you've been playing, you know, what's your fastest pitch, what's your best memory, things like that.
All right.
How do you throw your slider?
best question. That's funny, though, because I've done some Q&As with kids the last couple of years, and velocity is always a big – that's always a big question with the kids. They want to know how hard you throw.
Oh, yeah. That's
definitely usually like the first or second question from the little kids. So it's the Ross Rotation, connecting with kids here in the community. Monthly events. I know you've got some mini golf coming up in August, laser tag in September, and the movie Pixels last night. What about Tyson Ross? What about you? Makes you want to kind of take your very limited amount of free time and do stuff like this?
You know, it's just a great community here in San Diego, and any chance I have to give back to the kids and get out there and, you know, give them a chance to see players outside of the stadium and just interact with them. It's a positive thing.
It's awesome.
Yeah, sounds like you like doing a lot of fun things. You got the bowling, laser tag, movies. You have the right approach there.
Yeah, exactly.
That's
we're just big
point.
Kids at heart, so it's the same thing I want to do, you know?
Yeah, no, that's a very good observation. That's a good point. If you're going to do a charity thing, like, make it something everybody's going to enjoy. Oh, yeah, mini golf, Pixels, why not? You get to see a movie before it's out in the theaters. I don't think we've had you on since you got to take your little field trip to Washington to see your brother's first big league start, which I thought was really one of the coolest things that's happened this entire season. Cool day for you and the family, huh?
Yeah, it was pretty crazy. You know, get out there, surprise my parents, see my brother in his first big league game. It's a long day, but it's a lot of fun.
How's he doing?
He's doing great. He actually just got called up again. He's going to pitch tomorrow. So luckily, I don't have to fly across the country for that one, but I'll be watching from here.
Very nice. They've got a big series against the Mets as those two teams are kind of locked in a tight race in the National League East. Having a sibling pitching in the big leagues at the same time you are has got to be at times a little bit surreal.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely. You know, it's pretty funny when I see the bottom line. I see Ross go across. I'm like, wait, I'm not pitching for another 2 days. But, yeah, it's pretty cool that he's doing what he's doing at a young age. And you know, there's a possibility that we get to face each other at some point.
That could be a fun day.
Yeah.
That
could be a fun day. Must be a different feeling, too, watching your brother out there throwing as opposed to – I mean, you know the drill. You go out there, you're a veteran with all this. It's probably a different feeling seeing a sibling out there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely. I think I was a little bit more nervous for him out there than I was for any of my games.
I believe that. Awesome. Tyson Ross really locked in right now. We'll talk about some of the number stuff in a couple of minutes when he is no longer here. But appreciate you stopping by, man. Always a pleasure, and thanks so much.
Hey, thanks for holding off. Appreciate it.
No, absolutely. Tyson Ross. College Night presented by Uber is back this Thursday night when the Padres take on the Marlins at 7:10. They got a DJ spinning all night long at the Budweiser patio. So get your tickets today at Padres.com/college. Padres.com/college. Summer session. College Night. Maybe some of the Berkeley Bears will be down. Take a break, come back. Corey Brock, MLB.com, is going to sit down. This is Padres Social Hour presented by United.